Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of Jesus, because he's worthy to be praised. Oh, we give, we magnify the Lord. Let us magnify the Lord together and praise his wonderful name. It is, the Bible says, it is good to give praises unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he is worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Glory to his name. Lord God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. We just thank you right now, Lord God. We just praise you for all you do, all you've done, and all that you're about to do, Father God. We just said blessings, blessings, blessings to each and every one that's on the airways. Hallelujah. We give you a just want to say thank you for coming. Thank you for tuning in. And just join together, the people of God, joining together, fellowshipping together, one with another, lifting up the name of Jesus, glorifying the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank him today because he made it able that we see another day, that he made us able, that we open our eyes this morning, today, hallelujah. He was able to see us through all through the night, hallelujah, without any harm, hurt, or danger, hallelujah. He is able, hallelujah, he is an able God, and nothing is too hard for him. Hallelujah. We just give him praise. We just give him honor. We just magnify him. We just glorify him because he is good. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. And we just glorify his wonderful name, that matchless name of Jesus, that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord God, we just thank you right now, hallelujah. We just can't thank you and praise you enough. Oh, we just say thank you, Lord God, for your mighty works, hallelujah. For your mighty works, hallelujah. Your mighty works, we give you all the praise, Lord God, for you are good. You are good. You are good, hallelujah. You are good, Lord God. And magnify we, you, Lord God, we magnify your name, Lord God. No other name, no other name, hallelujah. No other name do we know, Lord God. No other name, Lord God, do we call on Jesus. No other name, hallelujah. No other name but the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, oh, glory. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory, glory, glory to your name, Lord Jesus, to your name, Lord God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. He's marvelous, hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to his name, his wonderful name, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Oh, you're just wonderful because, Lord God, you are our rock, Lord God. You are our fortress, Lord God. You are our shield, our butler, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are our present help in a time of trouble, Lord God. Lord God, without you, Lord God, where, hallelujah, where would we be, Lord God? We just lift you up, Lord God. We just lift you up, Lord God, and magnify your name, your glory. His name, your wonderful name, hallelujah, hallelujah, yes, Lord God, yes, Lord God, yeah. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Like a ship without a sail, without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Like a ship without a sail, without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Without the Lord, I can't do nothing. Like a ship without a sail, but with the Lord,
about the closet was Matthew 6:6.
And it says, but you, when you prayeth, enter into thy closet, and when you have shut the door, pray through the Father, which is in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So we all know what a closet is, you know. A closet is where we, you know, store our clothes, put our clothes, our shoes, or whatever, you know. But this closet, he's saying, go in the closet, go in the room. Go in the room and shut the door behind you. It's just, because to stay in the closet, I mean, you know, some people now, they come out the closet, you know. Some he coming out as a she and she coming out as a he, but we ain't deep going down that route right now. But God says stay in the closet. It's a word for me, but I think it's a word for the body of Christ, too. To stay in the closet, to shut the door behind you and pray in secret. You know, prayer is a portal that brings the power of heaven down to earth. It is a kryptonite to the enemy and to all his ploys against us, against you, against me. When we pray because our own solutions don't work, and because prayer deploys, activates, and fortifies us against the attack of the enemy. Pray. We pray because we are serious about taking back the ground the enemy has sought to take from us. Hallelujah. We pray. You gain your strength, the power to girdle yourself with armor that extinguishes every weapon the enemy tries to hold or use against us. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, King James Version says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down strongholds." And then I looked it up in the Amplified Bible. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds." We tear down every imagination, every thought that comes up against the word of God. Hallelujah. That stronghold. And in the Message Bible, Matthew 6:6 says, here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace. God says, stay in the closet. Stay in the closet. Stay in the closet. You will begin to sense his presence. When you go in your closet and shut the door, you will begin to sense his love. When you stay in the closet, hallelujah, you will begin to sense his peace, his joy. He will talk with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. Stay in the closet. Hallelujah. Commune with him. Love on him. Worship him. Pray. Hallelujah. Pray. We all know that Jesus, he went away in a quiet, secluded place to pray to his Father. Yeah, we have prayer. We have prayer, corporate prayer. We pray. We pray in our cars. We pray when we're in the store. We pray when we're in the supermarket. We pray on the plane. We pray. But when we get away in a secluded area, away from around all distractions, and away from all hindrance. You know, the devil tried to put in our mind that we got to do this, we got to do that. You know, this got to be done, that got to be done. But, hallelujah, the main thing, oh, glory to God, is that secluded place, that secluded time, that time you put in that closet. Stay in the closet. Stay in the closet. Hallelujah. For Psalms 32:8 says, the Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you. Stay in your closet. Stay in your closet. Shut that door behind you. Get on your knees, hallelujah. Get on your knees, hallelujah. Lay flat on the floor, hallelujah. Oh, give him your all. Give him all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Submit yourself to God. Submit everything, everything, everything. Seek his faith. Seek him. Seek him, all of him, all glory. Not just a little, seek all of him and give him all of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stay in your closet. Hallelujah. That was a word for me. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of God, stay in your closet. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Pass it over to the man of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God.
Amen. Stay in your closet. That is a good word coming from the Lord. Jesus. I want to thank my wife, Amanda, for starting out with that good word that God had laid on her heart to do and to say and to help somebody along the way.
Yeah.
Because we all stand in need of help sometime or another.
Yeah.
And the word is our greatest helper, because God says that he will be with us always until the ends of the ages.
Mm-hmm.
And we are helpers of one another.
Yeah.
That's what we should be inside the church and outside the church. We should be helpers of one another.
Of one another, yeah.
Because it's not about us.
No, it's not.
It's about Jesus,
no,
the Christ.
Not. Yes, yes.
The one that sets high and the one that looks low, the one that came down through 42 generations, come down to save the world from their sins. So it's not about us, my sisters and my brothers. We got to close our minds to just thinking about us all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to set our minds on things eternal.
Yes.
On Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
Stop looking down on one another. Let us look up to the heavens above and give God the praise and lift them up that has fallen by the wayside. Because Jesus said in his word that if I be lifted up from this earth, he would draw all men unto him.
Yes.
Giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I thank him right now for just doing what he's doing, even here in our lives, my wife and myself and household, and things being met like it should be. It's because of him, and I honor him right now.
Yes, Lord.
Because he's worthy.
Yes, Lord.
He's so worthy.
Yes, Lord.
I am nothing without him.
Nothing.
I'm like a filthy rag without him.
Can't do nothing.
I can't even walk without him holding my hand. I can't even talk without him giving me a tongue to be able to speak.
Oh, Lord.
I can't see if I don't have no eyes.
Jesus.
I can't even feel if I don't
Jesus.
Have no hands.
Uh-huh.
Because of him, he has allowed me to be able to continue on with
Jesus.
Two hands, 2 feet, a mind that stayed on him, a mind that's right.
Jesus.
Somebody don't have a mind right now.
Jesus.
Somebody can't remember one day after another.
Jesus.
But God is so good to me that he still allows me to be able to put my clothes on.
Mm.
He allows me to be able to feed myself.
Say so. Come
he
on.
He allows me to be able to even go in and to this store and that store and still get what I need because I don't have to ask no one, oh, where is it at?
Yes, Lord.
He allows me to be able to continue reading.
Yes, Lord.
Also continue studying his word, and that's why he's worthy. That's why God is worthy. He's worthy of all of my honor.
Yes.
And I want to just give it to him because he is so good to me. And his goodness is overwhelming. And I have to give it to him now. Because he said, if I lift him up from this earth, that he would draw all men unto him. And I'm lifting him up as I go day by day.
Yes,
I want to, again, thank Apostle and just let her know that we appreciate what she do here on this radio station. We appreciate her because she's doing what says the Lord. You know, she could be somewhere else doing something else, but she picks out her busy schedule to continue on speaking through these here radio station and speaking through these words that God has given her to speak.
Yeah.
She come week after week. She come to proclaim the gospel, to spread it all over the world. And that's not an easy thing to do when you got a job, you got to work. When you got a family, you got to take care. Where you got to do all these things, but you take that time to have and spend with the Lord. And I give her gratitude, thanks, and honor her for what she is doing on this station. Through these here prophets that God has sent, teach and preach his word.
Yes, Lord.
I want to thank you all. Keep on keeping on. Because we are living in a time where that we got to get in a hurry. Because tomorrow is not promised. Today is not promised. Jesus is going to come back. He's going to come back looking for a church, and we better get our house in order now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't get our house in order when he comes back and we stand before the judgment seat, it's going to be too late.
Come on.
We got to do now.
Yes.
I'm going to move on.
Yes.
I'm going to be coming out of Hebrews, the second chapter today. And I'm just going to use, because I'm going to use my spiritual imagination today to preach this word. I'm not going to rely on notes or nothing. I'm going to let God have his way with me. But I'm going to be looking at the second chapter of Hebrews in the 9th verse. And it reads like this: But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the sufferings of death crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, everyone, let us know that. Let us look at for everyone. That's for every one of us. And I'm going to use for a subject, Jesus is with me. Jesus is with me. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, is again that your servant come, calling on your holy and righteous name. I'm depending on you, Lord, that you would do what you said you would do. Lord, you said you would never leave me nor forsake me. You said that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost that lives in me would speak through me to these here your people. And I'm depending on you right now, this day. Lord, go with me and stand by me in every way. Build me up where I'm torn down. Strengthen me, Lord, where I'm weak. Give me a word to say right now, Lord, to these here your people. Mm-hmm. And Lord, and as I preach your word right now, I want you to hide me. Hide me behind this secret desk. And let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn, through the through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, righteous Lord, and lead your child on. When my way grows drear, precious Lord lingers there. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry. Hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me on. Precious Lord, my hand, and lead me on. And let me stand. Jesus is with me. Down through my years, I have been down in the valley. And I was down there if it had not been for Jesus being with me. I would have been lost in that valley of spirits. Because my friends turned back on me. Those that I associated with left me there all by myself. But I looked to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of all our faith. We've been down seem like we all by ourselves. But I want you to note, we can depend on Jesus. Jesus is with us through the hard times. And every one of us is going to experience some hard times sometimes. We're going to go through something. Everything in this world is not roses and all of those things. Everything in this world is not what it seems to be. And we are going through trials. We are going through tribulations. About going through a trial. When you go through a trial, even when you go through a trial where you are being judged by these help people, or even going through a courtroom to be judged, the judge got the power to sentence you or do whatever he wants for you to do. But when we go through trials that God causes to come on us, my sisters and my brothers, we are not left alone because Jesus is with us. Jesus is with us. You see why I know he's with us? Because you can feel his presence. You can see his work that he do. When the wind begins to blow, man can't make the wind blow. Man can't make the rain come. Man can't make the moon shine or the sun rise. Man can't do that. So who is with you? It's got to be Jesus. Jesus, he said in his word, I am the light of the world. And in me there is no darkness. I come into the world to bring light, not darkness. I apprehend the darkness. To kill it. You know what I'm saying? Jesus is with you. If you are not doing what you should be doing, I tell you right now that you need to do what Jesus will want for us to do. Because here he says, see him all around us. We see him when we can't see the things of the world. We still see Jesus because he is who he says he is. He come into the world, save the world. He come into the world so the world could have life and have life more abundantly. He comes to bring true light. That light, it gave light to every one of us that is a child of God. You see now, every one of us is not a child of God. You see, what I'm talking about is you got to serve him. You got to serve him so that you become an heir in a joint heir to him. If we are serving any other God besides the Father God who sat high and looked low, we are serving the wrong God. And you got to watch yourself. What are you talking about, preacher? We have to, whatever we serve, if we serve things that of this world, like houses and land, we are that become our God because we should serve God. He said, seek me first. And then, and his righteousness. And all our other things will be added unto us. Jesus. Under the name of Jesus. Don't you know every knee gonna bow? under the name of Jesus, the devil can't stand when we call on the name of Jesus. When we call on him, he hears our cry. Bible says, what is a man that you are mindful of him? Or the son of man that you take care of him? God says here, you have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with the glory and honor. And you have set him, God set him over everything, all the works of our hands, all the things that we are trying our hands to do. Jesus is over top of everything. Nothing we have, talking about, nothing that we have that belongs to us. What you talking about, preacher? The clothes on our back don't belong to us. We're using them for a period of time. We begin to go down from this place. We need somebody going to put on our gray clothes. They're not going to put a wardrobe on us. They're going to put a grave clothes suit on us. All those things, those clothes that we had in our wardrobe, is going to be left for somebody else to use. I stop by to tell you that the things that we have, we are using. Listen here. Even the monies that we have in our pockets, we are using that also to pay our bills, to have the things that is necessary in this world, but it do not belong to us. We are borrowing it. We have gone to the bank and we have put it alone. And we're using that money that we borrowed from the bank. But the bank is not the bank that you think I'm talking about. The bank is J-E-S-U-S. We have gone to his bank. And he have gave us this money to use for a period of time. What are you talking about? Well, I'm talking about this now. Let's go back to the grave now. When you leave this place, when someone begins to roll you down the aisle and then they take you down to the cemetery, you tell me, do you think that they're going to take the money that you have and put it in the casket and bury you with the money that you have? I tell you, they might do it, but don't you know there's such thing as grave robbers? Somebody is going to dig up that grave and get that money out of that tomb. I tell you, my children, nothing that we have belongs to us. Everything that we have, we are born. Our houses, look now, the only thing that's going to last is what we do for Christ. We're going to leave these things behind. Somebody else going to take up residence. We no longer will have residence in our houses. That house is going to benefit somebody else because we are just borrowing it for a time. And every one of us got a point of time. God knows our appointed time. God knows our days. But I want to let you know that there's not one like the Lord Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus is the bright and morning star. Jesus is the lily in the valley. Jesus is the our all in all. There's nothing are too hard for him in Jesus. Through him, we can do all things. And Jesus strengthens us. What you talking about, preacher? We don't have no strength on our own. We can't move these stumbling blocks out of our way on our own. We got to call on the name of Jesus. And under the name of Jesus, stumbling blocks will move. Under the name of Jesus, down. I can feel his presence because nothing can do me like Jesus. Nothing can even make me feel like Jesus. Jesus fed me when I was hungry. He gave me water when I was thirsty. He gave me shelter in a time of a storm. Jesus the Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus, my friend that sticks closer than a brother. Jesus is with me with time through all that I've been through. Jesus never left me. He stayed right there. He opened up doors that men have tried to close in my face. But Jesus opened that door and no man could close it. Jesus closed doors that man had tried to open up to get in to where I was. But Jesus closed that door and they couldn't get in. You see, Jesus got the keys to the doors. And no man can open up what Jesus closes. No man can close what Jesus opens. If Jesus opens a door in your life, you don't have to worry what your brother gonna do, what your sister gonna do. They can't get in because Jesus have already shielded them. Jesus have already built a fence around them. Jesus have already wrecked it out for them. And what Jesus has for us, for me, no man can take it from me. And the only way that I lose what I have that Jesus has gave me, I have to give it up on my own. And how do you give it up, preacher? By living a hellish life, falling after the devil. Watch out here, my sisters and brothers. Don't you know the devil's real? He's real and he's precious. Don't you know when we get close to Jesus, don't you know that's when the devil begin to throw stones at us. And then when they throw stones at us, he don't give up. We can make him run like a scared rabbit today. And you watch out, he'll be right back on you again. You got the conflict. Fight against the devil. Put him in his place. Don't you know, I don't want to be led by the devil. I want Jesus leading me. I want the devil behind me. And if Jesus is leading me, the devil being behind me, the devil can't push me nowhere. Because Jesus got me in the palm of his hand. Jesus carried me and leading me to the places where he wants me to go. The devil can push, but he don't have the power to push Jesus out of the way. You see, all we got to do is put the devil under our feet and put him where he belongs. He belongs behind us. And if we keep him behind us, we can see where he's going. Because we are led by the best of the best, Jesus the Christ, the risen God, Jesus, the one that come down through 42 generations. He come down, and he was little lower, as the Bible says, than the angels were. Come down to save the world through his suffering, Jesus. Even look now, I'm almost finished, but I got to go on a little bit more. Let us pull up Shadrach in Abednego. Let us pull him up now. Where were they? Nebuchadnezzar told him in the fire furnace, said, turn that fire 7 times hotter than it normally be. And when they thought of it there, listen. When they throw them in there, they didn't get a scar. It was 3 went in. And tell me they looked. And they looked. And they see the bare Elijah. Come here, Elijah. Quit dying within the Lord's day. Look at him. The Lord come to try to eat up Daniel, but what happened? Jesus was with him. Jesus locked the Lord's jaws, and he couldn't bite Daniel. Lord, have mercy. What a God that we serve that is with us through the time of troubles. Jesus is with us when things get hard. Jesus is with us when faith is good. Jesus will never leave us, nor forsake us. He will always be with us. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on. Hold out. A change is going to come. Jesus with us. Not only that, in the Bible days, his disciples had been with him all that time. And they took a trip. Lord have mercy. Can I tell the story? They took a trip to cross over the sea. They got on a boat to go over across the sea. And when they got on that boat, Jesus was with them. But he went down in the stern of the boat. Jesus was tired. He went to sleep. And there kicked up a storm. And the storm was raging, and the winds was blowing, and the waves was coming in to swallow up the boat. And his disciples was on the boat, and they got afraid. They was afraid because they had little faith. But they called Jesus. Listen, Jesus got up out of that, come up on the top side. And he looked at the wind. And he looked at the wave. And he looked at the dark clouds. He looked at the rain falling. Jesus said, peace, be still. And there was a great calm. He's telling us, peace, be still. When we go through something, peace, be still. And there will be a great calm because Jesus is with us. Time and time again, Jesus is with us. He's with us. We can do all things through him because he's with us. He's with us. He's in the midst of us. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he guides us. And so now, my sisters and my brothers, we got to put our trust in him because in him, he will not turn his back on us. If we only trust him, he will stay with us. My Bible says even a house is built by someone, but he who built all things, plain as I was telling you, we don't own anything. God builds all things. All things belongs to him. He says, if you hear my voice, do not harden your heart. As in the rebellion in the days of trial, don't harden your heart in the wilderness where your fathers come and test you. We got to we got to not harden our hearts. We have to believe that he's with us, that Jesus is with us. He's with us. He's with us. He said, let us, therefore, and this is my farm, let us, therefore, come to Jesus. But he wants us to come boldly. He wants us to come boldly to his throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help us in the time of need. We need grace to help us in the time of need. Jesus, Jesus, the word is powerful. It's living, even it's sharp. sharper than a two-edged sword. The word, it passes even to the division of our soul and spirit. It even goes down, Lord have mercy, to the joints in our body and the mouth, and is a discreet of thought and intent of our hearts. Lord have mercy. The word renews us day by day. You can't run. You can't hide. You can't get away, because Jesus right there. You see, the night don't have maybe eyes for human eyes, but the nighttime got eyes for Jesus. Jesus can see in the dark as well as in the light. If you are hiding something, you need to get rid of it right now, because Jesus knows all about us. When we are in our mess, Jesus knows the mess that we're in, because Jesus is with us. Jesus is around us. He knows how we treat one another. Jesus knows. He said, if you do it unto the least of mine, you have done it unto me. Jesus, touch not my anointing, and do my prophet no harm. Jesus sees. Jesus hears. Jesus is there because he is with you. Jesus is with me. Even times like these, when the road gets hard to climb, when the road is rough, when the road is rugged, when the hills is so hard to get over, don't you know? I know one, and his name is Jesus. When the road gets rough and rugged, he will make our rough roads and our rugged roads as plain as a highway. No bumps, no rough places, smooth. Jesus can make a way out of no way. He can open doors that no man closed. But the mountains sometimes get hard in our lives, and we can't get over. But Jesus can raise us up and give us strength to maneuver that mountain that have got in our way. Jesus can look down even at our valley expanse when the valley is so low and we see we can't get out of it. Jesus can bring us out the deepest valley and set our feet solid rock. And that solid rock is Jesus. With him, he is the mighty one, the one that woke us up this morning, the one that started us on our way, the one that fed us at our tables, the one that gave us shelter in a time of storm, the one that brought us out of the danger zone, the one that carried us to the place where we can be peaceful, where we can be happy. Jesus Christ has been the one all our lives.
Yes.
Jesus is.
Jesus is.
He is the one.
Yes, Lord.
He is the only one.
Yes, Jesus.
Only one that I would serve. And I recommend Jesus to you all today. He said, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. I tell you right now, you take notes here. Do not harden your heart, because Jesus is who he said he was. Jesus is. He's still alive. Jesus rose from the grave, and he's still alive, and he's alive and well. You know where he's at right now? He's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father. He's making intercession for all of us. All you got to do is reach out to him. Touch him in prayer. Touch him when you need to touch him. Touch him even in midnight hour. Touch him in the morning. Touch him. him at noon. Catch him in the evening. And you see, Lord have mercy, he is always there. Jesus is always there. Jesus is with me. He's with me. He's with me. And if Jesus is with me, he is better than the whole world that is against me. Jesus is with me. He's with me. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, this is again I come. I come at the end of this service, Lord. I thank you for your word. I thank you for allowing me to be able to proclaim your gospel. Just keep me, Lord. Keep me under the shadow of your wing. And, Lord, and I pray that you would bless those that's listening. Bless them, Lord, the rest of this week and the rest of their lives. Let them come calling on you. Let them come bound down to you. Let them come knowing that you are with them in a time like these. When sickness comes, even when someone loses a loved one, that you are still with them. Because you say it in your word, Lord, that earth had no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. I thank you right now, Lord, for everyone that participated, my wife, Amanda, and Apostle, and all of those that on this service right now today. I thank you, Lord. Just keep them under the shadow of your wing. Watch over them and protect them and let them know that nothing is too hard for you. All they got to do is just hold on to your unchanging hand and everything will be all right. Lord, there might be one that's out there that don't know you by the pardon of their sins. Open up their minds, open up their heart, and let them come crying, what must I do? All they have to do, Lord, you know, is to believe on you that you was raised from the dead and believe that you are alive and you're alive and well, and they will be saved. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Continue on working through me and in me. Keep on working in my wife, through her. And Lord, and continue on working through this radio station. Continue on working through a pot. The people that's hungry for your word, to hear your word, week after week, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide within us, henceforth and forevermore. Jesus is alive and alive and well. He is with you. He is with you. If you lost a loved one, he is with you. Jesus is with you.
Amen.
Just hold on to that thought that he is with you. Time like these, he is with you.
Stay in your closet, people of God. Stay in your closet.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Stay in your closet. That is so true. That is so true. Stay in your closet. Stay on your knees.
Yeah.
Because you can beat the devil on your knees.
Yes, there's so much benefits. There's so much benefits. In the closet.
Stay in the
closet. Yes, yes.
Yes, my Lord.